Last year, I finally had the chance to pay homage to the iconic Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. That is the place where, in 1964, the fried, saucy appetizer that we now call Buffalo Chicken Wings was invented. There are several different versions, including two from the owners of the Anchor Bar, on how exactly this dish came to be invented, but those stories don't really matter. What does matter is that after a half century, deep-fried wings slathered with a spicy sauce and served with blue cheese dressing and celery sticks have become a classic American appetizer. I'm Charles Fruzzi with The Pitch, and on today's edition of Central Standard, we'll get to squawking about the qualities that make a good chicken wing and the best places to find them in the Kansas City metro. But that's in the second half of the show. Before we venture into Birdland, let me introduce our guest panel of foul-weathered friends, the restaurant critics, starting with Miss Gloria.
Squawk! Gloria Gale, 435. Magazine
and not highway, yes.
The lady of the highway.
My name is Chris Basica, and I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City and my new blog, www.cafechris.com.
How cute.
And I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative, and I am also a freelance food and drink writer. And we have a wing story. I think we actually drumsticks up on mademan.com, and it's PBRBQ wings.
Is the barbecue sauce made with PBR?
My husband and I do a column called Cooking with Booze. Mm. So once a week we put a boozy recipe up there on mademan.com.
Mm. Oh, and that website again is?
Mademan.com.
It sounds very burly.
It is very burly. I like burly.
All right. Yes. Well, yes, you do, actually, yes. Anyway, the first half of the Central Standard Restaurant Critic Show is always devoted to new restaurants. Or old favorites. And we are going to talk about several new restaurants, starting with Gloria. Gloria, okay. You have been to at least one place that I've been to.
Yes, I went to Pezzatino's Italian Deli.
I think it's just Pezzatino.
There shouldn't be an apostrophe.
Yes.
All right, you're right.
And the name comes from, I think, Small Bites.
Small Bites, okay. Italian. It's at 2101 Broadway.
And good luck finding a place to park there.
No kidding. But I have parking karma, so it worked.
All right.
But very, very stylish, very cute. Looks like something that comes right out of Soho.
Yeah.
You know, concrete floors, big warehouse building, beautiful windows. The chef helped me out.
Tomas de Gregorio, who used to be at Peropos in Parkville.
Yeah. Well, he is very conscientious, telling us that he creates all of his dishes and spends a lot of time there. He said 80 hours a week. So, and I had a couple of different, we were there during happy hour, which who knew? I didn't even know they had happy hour.
But they called it, I think, what, aperitivo?
Aperitivo. And it was spinach and Yukon Gold potato cake with, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, nuja butter. It was great. And then some big burly asparagus wrapped in prosciutto, and they were both wonderful.
A very attractive little patio.
Yeah, darling. And then I also went to Lemongrass at 7316 West 80th Street in downtown Overland Park. The proprietor is Kevin Wong.
It is a Thai restaurant,
and I don't know. I had Patsy out, and it was okay. I'm comparing it to Hot Basil, and I really like Hot Basil a lot.
This place is not Hot Basil.
No. I asked about the tempura, which there were two of us, and I said, is it light and fluffy and wonderful so you can see through that, you know? And mm-hmm. he said, oh, yeah. Well, when I got it, it was $9.99 of lump. It was just not delicious. So they need to ramp it up. And the place is big.
Yeah.
You know, in their defense, I think that. And it was crowded, and people like it. The comments are good, and, you know.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. That's it.
All right. Christine.
Well, I've been out to Prairie Fire and to several restaurants out there.
Now, are they all chain restaurants out there, Chris?
Well, it depends on how you define chain, I suppose. Coco Bolo is a Michael Smith take on the Coco Bolo in Manhattan.
Kansas.
So,
yeah.
So I don't call that necessarily a chain at all. And he's really tweaked that menu.
I was going to say there had been a Coco Bolo in that sort of neck of the woods
right.
a few years ago that was not so great.
Right, and I think this one is going to be fabulous. We were there for some openings, and you know you don't necessarily get the menu per se, but what we had from the menu was very good, and it's a very fun kind of funky place. Also went to Rockin' Brews. I wanted to fit in with the 18-year-old.
Is that the Kiss thing?
It is indeed.
It's supposedly owned by Gene Simmons and another member of the Kiss.
Yes. And it's at 5701 West 135th. And
is it sort of Hard Rock Cafe-ish?
Kind of. If Hard Rock Cafes were normally built in a Butler building, which is kind of how it felt to me on the inside, or maybe it's just how it looked on the outside. I don't know. They've got a nice patio. You can even bring your dog there. They've got a kids' play area. They have
dogs and kids. That's already a real
inducement for me. And really loud.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what's kind of interesting about that concept? They have a pretty big menu, and
do you have it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
I don't really think kids and dogs when I think Gene Simmons.
I know.
No, you don't. But you know what? I mean, and there were lots of sort of youngish people that you kind of sit at picnic table-y type tables. It's very sort of communal.
And what's the name of it again?
That is Rockin' Brews, and you do need to like rock music. Just giving you a heads up there.
Okay. Do they play a lot of Kiss music?
You know, how do I say this? I am not a Kiss fan, so I have no idea if they were playing Kiss or not, to be honest with you. And I'm really, you know, old.
Well, we'll have to take Matthew Long Middleton, our producer, because
he
is the number one Kiss fan in Kansas City.
It would be kind of amazing if all they played was Kiss nonstop.
Yeah. I don't know if you could eat.
Sometimes they have their tables turn over really quickly.
It's pretty loud, but it's manageable, and we were there on it was Thursday night, and it was pretty packed. Also went to Pinstripes, and I think that restaurant...
Pinstripes,
which...
Wasn't there a clothing store by the name on the plaza?
And for years and years. And this is a restaurant which is 40,000 square feet.
Whoa.
It has two bowling alleys, has bocce courts, has a great outdoor patio, which is a year-round patio. I don't know if they mean that for the dead of a Kansas City winter. But every single thing we had, and I think we sampled most things there because they had them all out, were really good.
Pinstripes.
So, Pinstripes.
Is what is the address?
It is 13500 Null.
Okay.
Oh.
So is that also in Prairie Fire?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes,
Pinstripes
it is.
And Rockin' Brews.
Yep, and Coco Bolo.
Okay.
Wow.
And there's two more restaurants, I think, going to be out there.
Oh.
Did go to two pretty new restaurants. One is Q39 Barbecue, and I understand you all talked about that last time.
Yes.
And that's at 1000 West 39th Street, and I got to tell you, I've had two fabulous meals there.
Mm-hmm. Have you eaten there, Emily, yet?
I have not, but we have had lots of people recommend it to us and say we have to go and try the barbecue.
The salmon. I had the salmon last time. Oh, my goodness. It was so delicious. The mac and cheese is wonderful. We've had the spare
rib. They put too
rib.
Much breadcrumbs on the mac and cheese. If there
ours didn't have much.
Okay. I will say this, that I ate there for the first time last night, and I thought the food was excellent. Mm-hmm. And there was we had a little bit of debate at the last show about another panelist who is not with us today, but was complaining about the sauces, that she wasn't given enough of them. And I thought there was plenty of sauce for everybody. I could have shared it with the next table.
And barbecue restaurants are happy to give you more.
Like,
their sauce is their thing.
And I will say this. They have four really great sauces at Q39.
Yes. They have the best apple coleslaw. Did you have that?
I tasted it. It was good.
I thought it was wonderful. In fact, I bought a quart of it to take home. I thought it was so good. And then I told people I made it. But it was really good.
So you're keeping your tradition intact.
Okay. I make it happen. I don't make it. Also went to the Mixing Bowl Nashery, which is at 520 Southwest Boulevard.
Now, Chris, that's sort of a cursed location.
I know it.
Because I believe Don Pepe had a place there.
Yes.
And there's
several places.
The last thing was a hot dog joint.
Yes. But I got to tell you, I think... I think this one will go. The food is so homemade. And so if you are a hungry person, this is definitely a place to go. They're open for breakfast and lunch and dinner. And they open Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And Saturday and Sunday they open at 8. And I'm going to talk about them during our chicken wing session. But I think this is a everything was good. Everything was homemade. Everything was fresh. It's really a good place.
And again, remind our listeners where this place is.
This is at 520 Southwest Boulevard in KCMO, and that's sort of around architectural salvage.
It's a little bit south of that, but
yeah,
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily, where have you been in your travels?
Well, I also visited what Charles might call a cursed location.
Which is?
The new Nick and Jake's.
Oh, that's a definite cursed
location.
At 51st
and Main. What was most recently there? The Beacon?
The Beacon, yeah.
And then what, before that?
It was Jack Gage American Tavern.
Yeah. It's a really cool space. So it's at 5031 Main. And it's a really cool old space, and it's two stories, and it has, you know, the subway tiles and the black trim, and it feels like
lot of money in it.
Yeah, it's really nice inside. I even went in the bathroom, and I said, I want to decorate my bathroom just like this one. Like, it's very nice and, like, 1920s feeling in there. And it's, you know, the food was as good as it needs to be. And I feel like in that location, for that kind of restaurant, it's a bar and grill kind of place. There's a brand-new apartment building going up across the street. Something should succeed in that space.
Well, this is going to be the venue that will because, you know, no matter what you feel about Nick and Jake's food, it's always consistent. Mm-hmm. It's always hot.
And there's a lot of it.
And the service is very attentive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And clearly they really care about service. It might even be I don't love, like, over-service, and it kind of borders on over-service, but I think they are attentive
enough.
That's
only 2 weeks old, I think.
Yeah, so. You know, the food was good. I have this category of restaurants that I say, like, I wouldn't put up a fight if somebody wanted to go there. I'll totally go there. The food was totally fine. Like, it's as good as it needs to be. It's not mind-blowing food, but you're not paying for mind-blowing food. Yeah. You're not expecting mind-blowing food.
Do you feel the same way about a place that I've actually been with you, sort of on that same wavelength? That place on Warnell that used to be the GAF, what's it called now?
District Poorhouse.
District Poorhouse, yes.
You know,
isn't that along the same line, sort of?
Kind of, but I had higher expectations for that place. And the first time I went in there, the food was really good. And so this is an issue, I think, in Kansas City in general, is there aren't a lot of really consistent restaurants.
Right.
So your food doesn't need to be amazing. It needs to be consistent.
Well, that's why Nick and Jake's is successful.
Exactly. And District Poorhouse, I've had so many different types of experiences in there that I love the decor. They have great drinks, but the service has been inconsistent, and the food has been inconsistent. But it's a sports bar, so this is at Gregory and Warnell, right?
Right.
And they have a lot of TVs, and it's kind of a sports bar. Nick and Jake's is a place you can take.
Well, it's very family oriented. Nick and Jake's.
Yeah, and you can take your kids. You can take your grandma. Everybody will find something they like on the menu. The food didn't blow me away, but it didn't need to. The crab cakes were really good. We got two of their house salads, the Nick and the Jake, which is cute. Salads are really good. And got the wings, which I'll wait till the second half to talk about, and a short rib sandwich. And I had a cocktail, and our bill was $50, which is kind of what I expected. And
it's cheap.
Yeah, for two people with a cocktail and apps and a main. And I think it will succeed there because it is consistent.
Yeah, we may have to do a future show on consistency in restaurants, because sometimes it's harder to find than you would think.
And there are some restaurants that are, you know, some of my favorite restaurants. I go and I'm disappointed because I didn't have as great an experience as I've had before. And then there are other restaurants that are really consistent, but I think they are harder to find.
Very good.
Yeah. Speaking of consistently wonderful, though, I did go to Justice Drugstore for my birthday last Friday. It is a birthday tradition, so it's on the higher end of the price scale in Kansas City, and it's up north in Smithville, so it's kind of a drive. So we venture out there for a special occasion, and as usual, the service was amazing. The food was amazing. Jonathan Justice and his wife Camille, they run the restaurant, and everything there, I'm sure Gloria and Chris, you've been, and you know, don't expect to spend fewer than 2 or 3 hours in there because they
or
take
two or $3 million.
Yeah, no, they spend a long time preparing their dishes, and it shows in the care they take with them, and everything's fresh, and they try to be as local as possible. I had trout dishes, a trout appetizer, and a trout main, and it's very much a special occasion place, but also you don't have to get too dressed up to go, which I really like.
I want to remind our listeners that this conversation is open to you as well. We are talking about new restaurants right now. Join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can email us. We are always happy to get emails at centralstandard@kcur.org. That's centralstandard@kcur.org. Or tweet us at
@kcurcst.
All right. And we are already starting to get phone calls. Let's go on to Jake. Jake in South Kansas City.
Yes, a pleasant good morning, all. And I'm curious as to whether any of you guys have had a chance to get into, I believe it's Baker's, the old Napoleon's there in Westport, on Westport Road.
I think it's called Baked in Kansas City.
Baked, okay.
Baked in Kansas City. And that this is not the Kiss version of Baked in Kansas City. This is Baked as in pastry.
And yes.
Yeah, and the lady came out of Majestic or something, the chef.
Yes, it's owned by the same owners of the Majestic.
And it's really good. I've only had lunch there, and I had a very good lunch.
Okay.
We're headed there for dinner, so I wanted to get a sense of it, but decent joint, huh?
Yeah, very casual.
I feel like they have a messaging identity issue a little bit, because I thought they were just a bakery.
No.
And my husband went to get us baked goods and was like, they have a bar and it's a restaurant.
They have booths.
It's a full-service restaurant.
It's a full-service. I think you'll have a good time.
Okay, red hot. Well, Great. Thank you, folks.
Thanks, Jake. And Jake was wondering about the new restaurant, and it is a full-service restaurant at the former Napoleon Bakery, and that's Baked in Kansas City.
It's probably an issue. Going in a former bakery and having your name be Baked, people probably just assume that you're just a bakery.
Yeah. Once again, I want to remind you, the telephone lines are open, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. I've eaten there a couple times. I've already reviewed it for the pitch. And the baked goods are very good. I thought the dinner was inconsistent, but I think they've addressed some of those issues. So,
I wanted to tell you, I went, it was interesting. I was curious about Blanc, and I went over there and had
the new dinner. Blanc in Westport?
Mm-hmm, I did. And I had a chicken sandwich instead of a burger, and I sent it back.
Ooh.
It was too salty. It was not edible. But they were obliging, very obliging, of course. And so I noshed on fries for a while.
Oh, so you didn't suffer too much.
Thank Never. Goodness. I could last for months.
And I needed to mention, Coco Bolo's out there is opening tomorrow night, I believe, not tonight.
Okay,
so I don't think it's
quite open yet.
It's quite open, but I think tomorrow night is the night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, I hope somebody calls me.
Speaking of special nights, we should mention the Pitch's Taste of Kansas City. Coming up this Thursday night, May 22nd at 6:30 p.m., Charles and I will be judging.
Yeah, we have a chef cook-off at that event, and it's sort of stressful to judge it. Actually.
It is, because there are dishes flying at you, and you have to make notes and eat and judge very quickly.
Well, Charles, you're having a big week.
I know it.
You're going to be at the library on Sunday.
This Sunday, which is the 18th, is that right?
Sunday is the 18th.
Okay, good. And I love the title, Stockyard Steak and Sin, Central Library, 2 p.m.
I got to tell you, you have no, unless you really, the West Bottoms was wild, wild, wild. I would have loved it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time to recreate the West Bottoms as a theme park, and I'm sticking to that. So, yes.
Giddy up. Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
Yeah. That's 2 p.m. at the library.
Is that a free talk at the library?
See.
Okay.
It is, mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, we are taking your phone calls, and let's go to Cassandra. Cassandra in North Kansas City. Hello, Cassandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi. I want to do I want to give a little bump to an open fire wood burning pizza in Westport. Have you guys been there?
Where is it?
Open fire pizza.
It's on Broadway, and that kind of where the curve is, just north of this.
Oh, near the Huddle House.
Yeah, I've tried to go there, but once or twice, and early in there when they before they were open, but they had signs up.
Is that the place that's also of a community center?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yeah. How's the pizza?
There. I thought the pizza was good.
What did you think, Cassandra?
I like it. I liked it a lot, and I like that. I could take my son there, and they had a kid's art, like a workshop for to make art. So. Going on at the same time,
It's inexpensive.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought the pizza was inexpensive, and I like the fact that you can stand there and sort of choose what you want.
All right, that is open fire wood burning pizza on Broadway. Thank you, Cassandra.
Yeah.
And let's go to Eric. Eric in Wyandotte County.
Hello.
Eric, what do you want to tell us?
Well, we're all going. My daughter's up from Atlanta with my son-in-law and my grandkids, and we're all going to Gojo's tonight at 8. She has to do that every time she comes from Atlanta, so she's from. But my question is, I drive for KCATA, and I always pass Michael Smith there on Main. How is that? I always see it crowded, so I just wanted to know.
Both Michael Smith and Extra Virgin are fabulous restaurants.
And they're different restaurants side by side at 20th and Main.
Mm-hmm. Michael Smith's is fancier and more expensive.
Right.
And
I wouldn't say either one are reasonably cheap at all.
But Michael Smith is a tablecloth kind of place.
Right.
And Extra Virgin, which is kind of attached in the same chef, is small
like a
place.
Special occasion?
Yeah. Michael Smith's is a great special occasion.
And Extra Virgin is great to kind of go and have a happy hour or kind of create the feeling of a happy hour and have small plates and drinks or sit at a table, sit at a bar. It's more casual and it's more affordable, certainly, and you do small plates. And
well, let's help Eric out here in a sentence or less. What makes Michael Smith great, if we were going to send him there?
And the type of food, that's what I want.
Fancy-ish.
Upscale American cuisine. And
with a twist.
With a twist, and there's fantastic service.
Yeah.
Oh, great, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you agree with that?
I do.
I love your show.
Good.
I love your show, because you guys have given us some great ideas, places that we wouldn't traditionally go to. That I like trying when I listen to your show.
Well, that's the reason we live, for that very thing. Hey, thank you so much, Eric. Michael Smith's a great place. It's a fancy place. He came from the American restaurant, so you know it's not a.
And he's everywhere.
Yeah,
he consults and he does a lot of stuff.
Didn't he also consult on the pizzas at Spin, which is my favorite pizza place in Kansas City?
And they just opened at Crown Center.
Yeah.
Oh, is it open?
Is it
now?
Open already?
I think I don't know.
They're
coming.
They're taking over the old Kabuki space, but I didn't think they were open.
They may not be. They may not be yet.
All right.
Right.
And we are talking about food with Gloria Gale, Emily Ferris, and the ever wintry. Christine Basica.
It's chilly out. We are all four of us are in sweaters right now, I should point out.
We were talking about color.
I think we have time to take a call from Jane. Jane in Kansas City, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So what do you want to talk to us about? I guess you've been to Baked in Kansas City?
I have been to Baked, and everyone keeps raving about it, and I had excellent food when I was there. My neighbor has been a couple of times. She's the one who talked us into going there. And I had great food. My husband had half-burned bacon, half-burned English muffin. But it was the service that was the problem. They have a lot of people as servers, but they're not a lot of people. We waited for a table. We waited for people to bring menus, to take our order. We ordered a Bloody Mary. 20 minutes later, we got that. 20 minutes after the Bloody Mary, we got the appetizer first, then the Bloody Mary. Mm. 20 minutes later, we got our food. We ordered coffee with our food. 20 minutes after we asked for the bill, we got it. We were there almost 2 hours at the table.
Wow.
And that's too long for brunch on a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah. You know, they have had service issues from the beginning.
Their server issues. Mm-hmm. And then I told my husband, the server we had kept saying, no problem, no problem. Mm. And my husband said,
it's a problem.
It's no coffee, it's no appetizer on time, it's no beverage. So I hope they can resolve it because the food I had was great.
Good, good.
So anyway, that was my contribution.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. You know, we should say that sometimes the very worst time to go to a new restaurant is after they open.
Yeah.
You know, and so there are some restaurants in Kansas City that the worst time to go to them is any time.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they have had some service issues at Baked in Kansas City, and I think a lot of them could be cleared up if those servers were trained.
Yeah. And my business partner and I talk about this a lot. We'll forgive a lot when it comes to bad or inconsistent service or even food. If someone just give me a glass of wine, give me an extra Bloody Mary. I'll forgive a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be looking for the best chicken wings in and around Kansas City. So call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-28. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. You know, a lot of people say, I don't like the chicken dance song, but I could hear it every day and be perfectly, deliriously happy. Thank you, Linda Scher, for that song, the chicken dance song. That always makes me happy. Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruz. I'm joined by the lovely food critics here, Emily Ferris, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. And today, and this is a show we've wanted to do for some time, we're discussing chicken wings. So where do you go for a plate stacked with chicken wings, and what kind of wings do you prefer? Join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet us at
@KCURCST.
So I want to kick off this conversation because I have discovered a new restaurant. It's only, I think, 3 or 4 weeks old. And chicken wings are a big part of their menu. It's called Tisha's Taste Cafe. And it's spelled T-E-E-S-H-I-A. Tisha's Taste Cafe. It is at 3360 Troost. And it's mostly a sandwich shop. She does burgers and Philly cheesesteaks. And, she does wings. And she said she just, Tisha Madge is the owner, lovely young woman. And she said she was initially only going to do wings as a special, but her customers insist she have them every day. So she has wings every day. And also, I had a great, great, great plate of wings with a waffle at Niecy's at 63rd, mm-hmm. actually 64th and Troost. And we had talked earlier about Q39, which is the barbecue place on 39th Street. What is the address again, Chris?
It is
1000 West 39th.
Yeah.
On their appetizer list, they very modestly call their wings the best wings on the planet. They say they're jumbo wings. I don't know if I'd go that far. I don't think they were really jumbo wings, but I don't know what jumbo wings are, like chickens on steroids. I don't know.
Like a turkey leg.
Yeah, okay.
Drumstick.
But they do have really, really good chicken wings, and I'm mad for their chipotle barbecue sauce. Lots of cilantro in that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of chicken wings in general, Christine? I mean, a lot of people don't like them because they're not very meaty.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And a lot of times what happens to them is they lose all their crispness mm-hmm. by the sauce being poured over it or how they cook in sauce, which I think is the cardinal sin against chicken wings. I don't order them typically just because they're fattening and, you know, I'm so slim I need to keep charge of that. But I will say that when they're done right, they are scrumptious, and I think it's interesting how size does matter a little bit. The ones that I had at the Mixing Bowl Nachery, I was sitting at the front bar area. There was no liquor there yet. Okay, just so you know, And the two cooks, the owner and the other cook, came to the window to watch my face when they brought me this platter, this half platter of wings, which was about, the platter was maybe 14, 16 inches long and a half order. And these were giant. I mean, they were very, very large wings. They were so good. And they have four or five different sauces.
And tell me where that is again.
That is at 520 Southwest Boulevard, the Mixing Bowl Nasherie. And they were scrumptious, and they were still crispy. And, in fact, I ate two and then took the rest home. Mm-hmm. And we warmed them up, and they were still good.
Yeah.
Which I thought was amazing.
Well, I'm not surprised that our switchboard is getting very, very full, but you are always welcome to call us at 816-235-2888. And let's go to Henry. Henry, what do you think about chicken wings?
I just love chicken wings. I was listening to your show, and you're talking about the wings, and I had to talk about the Liberty Bell restaurant in Liberty. It's just off the square. They have chicken wings. They have the whole wing. You can get the drum and the wing part, and they're obviously large, and they're cooked to order. They always tell you up front it's going to take at least 20 minutes. So they're fresh, they're crispy, and they come with a traditional blue cheese and celery sticks where they have other sauces to offer. And a half order is five wings, and that's more than enough. And the service there is great as well. So I would recommend the Liberty Bell in Liberty.
What is the address of the Liberty Bell? Can you or the general location? I mean, Liberty's a big place.
Actually, yes. It's just off the square, right across from the police station.
All right.
They've got an outdoor venue. As well, obviously, today you wouldn't be sitting there, but indoors is very nice, and the service is very good, and they have full bar and beer menu as well.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Henry. And this is a topic that interests a lot of people. Let's go to James. James.
Hello, everyone. I love the show. Just wanted to mention, and I, as much as I say it, the previous caller kind of took the words out of my mouth, but I have to mention the peanut.
Yep.
Just down off the plaza, I'd say a block or so south of the library down by the plaza. But the wings, once again, it's the drumstick and the wing all attached together. I normally don't like to work as much for my food, but their wings are phenomenal, and I love getting wings in kind of a little bit of a dive bar.
Yeah, that's more than a little bit of a dive bar. It is the dive bar in Kansas City.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I want to give them some credit.
That's a compliment. I think dive bars are great. And the peanut is 5000 Main Street. That's the address. And I have to second that. I am married to a man who is married to his love of wings, and he stands by the fact that those are the best wings in Kansas City.
Really?
Well, I wish they were a little spicier, though.
Yeah,
My husband's not a huge spicy person, so perhaps.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, James.
Peanut actually has four locations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think, and we sometimes sort of.
Well, the original one is the one he's talking about,
right.
At 50th and Main.
And then there's one in Lee's Summit, and there's two actually on Metcalf. One at 126th and Metcalf, and then another one at 79th and Metcalf.
And
it's in downtown Overland Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should point out that wings, even though the ones that everyone seems to love the most, were invented in Buffalo, New York, and are considered a very all-American dish. We have to give a shout-out to the really, really wonderful Thai chicken wings at places like the Thai Place or Hot Basil.
Yeah. Right.
And then I had Vietnamese chicken wings this last week at Eiffel Tower, which is now open at 36th and Broadway, in the space that was occupied by, you know, like 9 or 10 restaurants, including Chubby's. And they do a very fine Vietnamese chicken wing. I think our previous caller would like that a lot because they were spicy. Let's go to Tara. Tara in Overland Park.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good.
Great. Thank you so much for doing this segment. I love this part of your show. Mine is a little-known fact that Jack Stack in Martin City has the very best wings.
I'm assuming they also have the same wings downtown in at the Jack Stack in the Crossroads?
I cannot tell you that. Okay. I only go to the one in Martin City, but they're the drumette and small wing style. They're fire-kissed, and they have a smoky mesquite kind of vibe happening. They're not fried, and they're really juicy and delicious, and you can get them either in an appetizer or as a dinner. And they're so good.
Are they big really and meaty good. And juicy and all that good stuff?
They're incredibly juicy, but they're not big. So I know you're talking about the peanut, and those chicken wings are about the size of my hand. These are tiny little drumettes and the small wing style, but they're really, really, really good.
They are on the Jack Stack menu on their website, so I assume that they are at all locations.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Thank you, Tara. I mean, there's another reason to drive to the lovely hamlet of Martin City. Allison called from Leawood to share that McGonagall's, which is the supermarket on Ward Parkway, does great wings. I'm assuming they smoke them because they have a lot of smoked meats there. She said she doesn't really like chicken wings, but was blown away by theirs. They use Zim's barbecue sauce. Has anyone heard of Zim's before?
Mm-mm, no.
You know, the thing about wings is that they really need to be cheap because, you know, chicken wings were, you know, they were part of the chicken that people either use for stock or just throw out.
Yep.
And, you know, the chicken wing phenomenon has made a lowly cut of chicken or a part of chicken this, like, unexpected superstar, culinary superstar. But so I don't really I don't like expensive chicken wings. I remember I'm old, but I remember when you used to be able to get a chicken wing, a plate of chicken wing for 10 cents each.
Wow.
That was in the
that
Jurassic
was a long
day.
Time ago.
Yes, it was.
Woolworths used to sell downtown, used to sell chicken wings.
Really?
Did they really?
And I think they were maybe a quarter a piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
That's going back.
Mr. Grateful. Thank you, Mr. Grateful. Tweeted us at KCORCST. I like the wings at Jefferson's in Lawrence. That's on Massachusetts. And they have a new location on Ridgeview in Olathe. Okay, well, that's good to know. Let's go to Ray. Ray in Kansas City.
Yes. Well, I like the Hideout Bar and Grill on the Northrop Traffic Way. It's hidden back, and I'd never been there until a friend of mine and I rode our bikes out there. They have live jazz music on the Saturdays and the best chicken wings, I think, that I've had. Hmm. They're huge. You probably can only eat maybe two or three.
Really? Yeah. That is a big wing.
Yes.
Where I missed where that is.
The Hideout Bar. It's on Northrop Traffic Way?
Yes. It's like 69.
What's a landmark near it? Is there a big store or a thing near it that we would recognize?
No, not that I can think of. It's just, and you wouldn't know it. I guess that's how it got its name, the Hideout.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm always happy to hear a bar that lives up to its name. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Christine is writing that down. She's going to put it on her bar list.
I am.
And,
I am.
And, hey, thank you, Ray. I'm always happy to hear about chicken wings north of the river. I mean, they deserve good chicken wings, too.
That's Charles, right. I have a question for you. And yes. I'm ashamed that I've never been to this place because it is two blocks from my house. Wings and Things.
I'm ashamed,
Untruced.
I'm ashamed to admit that I live very close to you, and I've never been there either. So we have to make a foray this weekend.
We do. Yeah. Wings and Things. Yeah. 50. It's 5800 Troost. So.
Is that a chain?
No. No.
So if anyone listening has been to Wings and Things, call us and tell us how many wings we should order and if there's anything special we need to know.
Well, you know, one of the things about chicken wings is sometimes they make them so hot. Not temperature, but just spice-wise, you can't even get them near your mouth.
Well, you know, I love, love, love spicy food. And I was talking about Nick and Jake's earlier, and the wings came out, and they were clearly, like, fresh out of the fryer, and they'd put fresh sauce on them. And I'm not usually super sensitive to smells. And the Tabasco, like, I had to move the plate away because the overwhelming heat, I mean, spicy and temperature heat was, like, wafting up into my head, and I just – they were too much.
Right.
But those were very – standard, like, I hate to use the word cliche, but they were kind of like the cliche, the standard, what you would expect, buffalo wing, Tabasco, lots of Tabasco sauce.
But they weren't 10 cents each, were they?
They were not 10 cents
each.
And
you need a lot of napkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why people who are, you know, sloppy eaters, I don't know, like me, and tend not to order chicken wings because I will walk out looking like a chicken wing.
Okay.
Let's go to Rico. Rico in Union Hill.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Very good.
Good, good. Well, I wanted to give my 2 cents because the gentleman earlier talked about the peanut having the best wings in Kansas City. And I've been in Kansas City for 3 years now. I'm originally born and raised from Chicago, Illinois. Love Kansas City. And I love peanut wings. But recently, since I do live in Union Hill, I'm used to the Martini Corner area, mm-hmm. and Tower Tavern has an amazing set of wings there that are reasonably priced, great staff, and it's kind of taken my love over the wings.
Now, if I remember,
stolen you away.
Tower Tavern is on 31st Street in Martini Corner. Is that the place we're talking about?
That is. I want to say it's on 31st and Oak. I'm not sure what that crossroad is, but it's basically across from Barrel 31, who also that just started. They have a great appetizer menu too.
Yeah, I think that's really at Gillum. It's 401 East 31st Street. I believe it's 31st and Gillum.
Yes, yes. Yep, 31st and Gillum would be right off the corner where Haas is. Yep, mm-hmm. right there. Exactly. But yes, awesome wings at Tower Tavern.
Wait.
If you're in the area.
Rico, tell me why. Okay, we've got to get to specifics here. Why are those chicken wings so good?
Well, there's only one sauce. I mean, it's mildly spicy. So if you're a hot guy, you would like it. If you're a mild person, you would like it as well. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. It's definitely a good meat on the wing. And of course, you got your celery and your carrot sticks with it and your blue cheese and all that stuff. But it's just a very tasty sauce that they do. And I really like it. I'm very satisfied. 9 times out of 10, I'm getting the wings there or the portobello sandwich.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Rico. Now we know where to go. Another good place to get good wings in Midtown. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Cindy.
Okay, so I had to call in and brag about a really great restaurant. Now, it's kind of in the Leawood area. It's like 119th and Row.
And that would be definitely Leawood area. Okay, not kind of.
There you go. Red Door Grill. And I get wings there every time. I think of myself as kind of an aficionado of wings. And it's just, you know, so irritating when you go someplace and you get wings and then they serve you that out of a jar blue cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are these wings amazing and they're huge, they're like that, I think they call it like double knuckle style. You know when they serve the whole wing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. So they're great. But then they do the homemade blue cheese sauce and they're just outstanding. So
this is the Red Door Grill at 119th and Row, right?
Yeah.
It gets your top wing rating.
That's Debbie Gold's
place.
Great.
Well, several others have been mentioned that I also enjoy, but this one was really special, and it's just one of those restaurants that I've gone to it since the first week it opened, and this is a restaurant that gets better every month. Like, they just fine-tune and fine-tune.
Are you working there, Cindy?
Really. No,
oh, okay.
I don't.
I'm just wondering.
I live close by. I do go there pretty frequently.
All right. Well, Cindy, thank you so much, and that is the Red Door Grill in Leawood. let's go to Joe. Joe in KC?
Hi.
Hey, Joseph.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about?
I just want to reiterate what a few callers had said before about the peanut wings. I think you cannot have this conversation without mentioning the peanut.
Well, that's sort of
bar none.
Isn't that in the BLT their signature dish?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I think they've got the best cheeseburger in town. Their tender one's phenomenal. I mean, for what would you call it, a dive, I think it's some of the best dives.
And I love their nachos. Their nachos are so good.
Really?
Yes, they use the hamburger meat. So good.
All right. Hey, thank you, Joe. Oh, yeah. We're always happy to hear a shout-out for the peanut. Let's go to Eric. Eric and KCK.
Yes, listen. The wings and things are pretty good because they're close to where you guys live at. You only your panelist said she lives a couple blocks over.
I could stumble there at night if I needed to.
But you have to try Gates and Sons wings. And KCK, I'm telling you this, if you try those wings, I hear people that drive all over Kansas and Missouri to get these wings, and they are meaty, juicy, delicious. I'm telling you, these wings is off the chain.
Where in KCK?
Yeah, where in KCK?
It's Gates and Sons at 10th and State Avenue, and the other Gates and Sons do not sell these wings. Don't ask me why. I've inquired about it. I have no idea. Huh. They can't even keep. I mean, you know, these wings sell out a tremendous amount.
Huh.
So try that one day, and they are delicious.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah,
we will try
great.
Them.
I don't think of wings when I'm at Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, but they know? Do. Don't, I mean, there's good. Do other meats other than
chicken
and turkey.
I know, but I just, it's not.
Probably because only one location serves them.
That's right.
Well, this is the time. Kansas City, what is your favorite place for chicken wings, and what kind of wings do you prefer? Join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. Or
a tweet to @KCURCST.
Have you noticed lately that more and more restaurants seem to be adding chicken wings to their menus? That places that never had chicken wings before? Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, I'm sure they're a very inexpensive dish to create.
Which you can sell for $9.
And you can it's a nice blank canvas to get creative with, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Chris, you mentioned earlier you like a dry wing. You don't like it smothered in sauce.
Yeah.
And this might be a little conflict of interesty because my sister is a server at Fred Piatt's. I will say that. But she brought home their wings one time. And I remember saying, like, oh, what's that smell? I didn't love the smell of them. I didn't know what it was. But
how'd they taste?
They were really good. They're dry fried wings. And there wasn't any sauce on them. And I like that, too. I don't like being messy. They were naked, but they were – but because they were dry, they were crispy, and they were actually I mean they were not the best wings I've ever had in my life, but they were I ate more of them than I should have. So they were dry wings and they were crispy and they were really good. They taste a lot better than they smelled in styrofoam in my kitchen.
Styrofoam's pretty much a killer, isn't
it?
Let's go to Phil in KC. Phil?
Hi. Yes, I was going to recommend the wings at BB's Lawnside Barbecue.
Oh, they're delicious. I agree.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Well, Phil, why do you like them so much? What about BB's wings are different from other wings?
Well, they're smoked and then fried, so you get kind of the best of both worlds there. And I like their sauce a lot, so they've got a hot sauce, too, that you can put on it. And their batter fries are delicious, so that just makes a good meal.
And healthy. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I love that place. Yes. I love the atmosphere of that place.
That's a fun place.
Really cool.
That's BB's. And is that on
85th? Yeah.
85th.
Right. West, east of Troost.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Phil. We are getting a lot of phone calls. I want to say also that, you know, you don't have to have chicken wings with sauce. I love chicken wings when they're served with a waffle and I could have maple syrup on both of them. There's nothing fried chicken wings and waffles.
That sounds great.
It's so good for you. It's a very healthy breakfast dish.
Where do you go for wings, Charles?
Well, I've been eating a lot of ethnic food lately, so I was kind of taken with the Vietnamese wings at Eiffel Tower, which is kitchen stays open till 1:30 or 2 in the morning. Ooh. And if you haven't had Vietnamese food at 1 a.m., you haven't lived in Kansas City.
They do karaoke at 1 a.m.
Well, on weekends they do karaoke, and that's not my scene.
Well, it is mine, so I'm going to go have wings and do karaoke.
All right. Let's go to Roger. Roger in Midtown. Hey, Roger. Are you with us? I think we may have lost Roger along the way. We've got a couple more calls coming through. Why does it always seem like saloons really do have the best wings?
The fryer.
Because the fryer's right close.
We talked about something else. We did a show recently about something fried, and it if a place has a fryer going all the time, anything that comes in and out of that fryer is just going to taste really good.
Or I've had the reverse. I mean, you know, you have to keep the grease clean.
Keep it clean. Yeah.
Let's go to Robert. Robert and Shawnee, you've got a place to tell us about?
Yes, Mike's Tavern on 54th and Truth.
Yeah, they
got some good wings.
They do.
They're buffalo wings, but they're not. I don't really like buffalo wings, but they're like very subtle and well done and crispy.
And are they cheap?
And they're cheap.
Okay, that seems to be my standard. They have to be good, crispy, meaty, and cheap. So.
Yeah, they're all of that. And the caller mentioned Gates. I was going to mention that, but yeah, those are very good. I've had those many times.
All right.
And also Jack Stack.
No, Jack Stack wings. Good.
Mm, yeah. This also reminds me, Kansas City, Kansas, El Pollo Rey.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in and get a whole chicken and a half chicken, and the other option is chicken wings.
And they're smoked, I'm assuming.
They do theirs on like a wood. Don't they like fire
grill
it or so? Yeah, the chicken is so good. Like they do is chicken, of course, El Pollo Rey, and you can get wings there.
Hey, thank you, Robert. and say hello to your dog. let's go to Roger. Roger, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. I go to a little place downtown called Coda, C-O-D-A, at 1744 Broadway.
Yes.
It's used to be Jilly's. It's kind of known for being a live music venue, but it's kind of the best-kept secret for lunch. And they've just brought on a new chef from Wichita who's experimenting right now with two or three different kinds of wings that I was lucky enough to go in there and sample, and I guess they're putting on the menu. And they were outstanding.
Well, what made them different and what made them outstanding from any other
chicken? The chef they brought in was a bar owner himself in Wichita and a cook there, and he has his special recipe for these Panama smoked wings that were just delicious. And then he had a Asian soy wing that I just never tasted such a good flavor on wings before. It was just a wonderful thing. And I had always liked the wings, the regular crispy wings they had already had. So, yeah, it's the best little kept secret in town, if you ask me.
Okay. We like secrets here.
We do.
We like to give them away.
I know, and we didn't know about it, or I didn't. So
we have Maria. Maria, you want to tell us about a place in Midtown?
Yes, Wings and Things. You were referring to that?
Yes.
We originally had a store down there in the vicinity on the back side of Brooklyn and 18th or whatever, on the back side of Bryant's, Bryant's Barbecue. And now they're where you said they are. What is that?
5800 Troost. Yeah, 58th and Troost.
Yes.
All right, Maria, thank you for that shout-out for Wings and Things. That makes me do want to go there. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard in just a few hours. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with an examination of gay acceptance and how to pay for student loans. Up to date, just 1 minute away, with a look at life in the Flint Hills. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.